In today's Modern Ag Report, All Drone Solutions owner Mark Hull says most drone use in agriculture so far is used on massive farms who use techniques California growers don't have much need for.
So if you look into drones in agriculture, probably the biggest use you're going to see is what they call a variable rate technology using variable rate applicators. So the basic idea is you fly over a big patch of corn or soybean. You look at where the product is dead and alive and maybe just doing okay. And then you have these really large applicators that drive along and spray, and they have variable rates. They can apply 0%, they can apply 100%, and then maybe 25 and say 50%. And you need maps, you need data like this from satellite manned aircraft or even better drones to do that in places like the Midwest.
Hull has been working with researchers to make drones more valuable to California's agriculture industry. He says more detailed imagery is the key, as the technology can help growers know if certain plants are stressed before a person can see it.
But we don't do much variable rate spraying in California, and so we also have a lot of permanent crops. And with permanent crops, we're not looking for any of them that are dead. These growers already know which ones are dead and where they have missing trees. What we want to do is determine the health difference from tree to tree in a way that you can't see with the human eye, which is where the near-infrared photography comes in, also the thermal photography that we're working with. And we're trying to take the drone technology and really push it towards the California use. And I'm working with a scientist named Dr. Jack Paris out of Clovis, and he has dedicated his retirement years in figuring out how we can get this drone data to help California growers.
Stay with AgNet West for more on what drone technology in California could do soon. I'm Taylor Hillman for AgNet West.